You're very welcome back to the Irish Examiner Sports Podcast. Well, it's been a sports podcast with a difference for the last number of weeks as we're travelling around to GAA clubs around the globe discussing not football, not hurling, not camogie, but coronavirus. And this week's edition, we're heading to Wellington in New Zealand. Niamh Durkin is president of the Wellington Hutt Valley Gaelic Football Hurling Club down there, and we're delighted to welcome her to the podcast. Now, Denise, New Zealand has been held up as a poster boy for what should be done in this time of coronavirus. Just explain to us what life is like on the ground down there and what it has been like for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, in fairness, we were very quick. We were watching from afar, really, of what was happening around the world. And in fairness to Jacinda, she really acted so quick and has really contained the disease here down in New Zealand. She's done a fantastic job leading the country. It was a quick turnaround, I have to say, from kind of being able to, you know, you had St. Patrick's Day the weekend before, and the club ourselves were planning on going to the championships up in New Zealand the following weekend, and next thing we had to cancel all of that, and we moved straight into alert 2, and a couple of days later it moved straight to alert 3, and within 48 hours we were level 4. So it just, the whole country was just locked down, working from home, basically schools closed, everything's closed apart from essential, you know, going to the supermarket, pharmacies and banks, they were the only things that remained open.
Okay, now Jacinda, as you mentioned there, is the Prime Minister of the country, Jacinda Ardern, and she has been receiving widespread praise for her actions, has been very much leading by example.
Absolutely. She's a true leader, and especially times like this, you know, she's really the front and centre of the situation. Daily, she gives an update at 1 o'clock. So she and the updates, she's just like, even to the point of, she's down to the detail of, she mentioned there early in the week that, you know, really praising the healthcare workers, essential workers, who really are our true leaders at the moment. And even wanting to have a Zoom call with some of the public health units, you know, and just having a chat with them. So you can see with really the doing such a quick kind of, you know, reacting to it immediately, she really prepared us. She said from day one that herself and, you know, her ministers have been working on a plan, and like to date, really, she's rolled out that plan. It's been such a success, and it's really broken the chain of transmission within New Zealand.
Okay, now you mentioned there the various levels. Can you just explain, Denise, what exactly level 3, level 2, level 1, what's the difference?
So level 2 was, you were kind of going about your business. My personally, like at work, you know, I work in an office environment. I'm lucky enough that I work from home on a Friday. So I was set up really at home. But once we kind of hit into level 2 straight away, but even that week coming into it, we were making sure everybody was working from home, getting their office set up, making sure, so you could see it coming. And like, kids were going to school. I've 3 kids myself, and you know, I have 1 that's going to school and 2 going to daycare. So it was really kind of they were going about their business. Next thing, 2 days later, level 3 was all work from home. So that was a big change, obviously, for everybody, just kind of only getting, you know, 48 hours of a turnaround. Level 4 then was complete and utter lockdown. So level 4 is really what's happened, was just everything locked down. You could not leave your home, apart from if it was to do with exercise or going to the supermarket. Everybody, you know, there obviously is some people that has breached the rules, but you can definitely see that it's an important part of everybody sticking together and just kind of trying to do their bit to make this not spread within New Zealand.
I was just going to say, we had the situation there a couple of weeks ago, Denise, where we had the bank holiday weekend and we had thousands of people on the road and guarded checkpoints and everything like that. You know, for you as an Irish person looking at that from New Zealand, you know, it must have seemed bizarre.
Oh, absolutely. Even here now, in fairness, because we had the Easter break as well. And there, that was one of the things. There's people, some people obviously trying, you know, they might have batches up the coast or that, and they'd be kind of putting up their camper van, but there was definitely checkpoints put in place. A lot of people turned back, a lot of people actually, official warnings were given out, and that the and especially we actually have another bank holiday this weekend. We were meant to come out of lockdown for during the week, but because of obviously the Easter, or sorry, the Anzac Day this weekend, we're still in lockdown for it's not going to end until Monday, the 27th of April. Then when we go down to level three, they're preparing kind of transition. What that really is going to mean for us is, as basically with, it's more the economy can open up a little bit more, but the social distancing is still going to be locked down. So they're preparing really for, you know, some schools and businesses are preparing to kind of, you know, open up next week. But again, they're really pushing for pupils to just stay at home if they can do online. And premises, business premises can only open up if they can actually do the 2 meter distancing. A lot of people, I have to say, are a lot happier with lockdown three because it opens up some takeaways and fast foods and drive-throughs and stuff like that there. But yeah, so they're just kind of preparing for that, and there's still there's not much of a difference. It's still going to be, you know, on the 11th of May, I think it is when we get whether or not we're going to come out of lockdown three and into lockdown two. But until then, it's still kind of forcing everybody work from home and try and keep the kids at home. You can do a little bit more of if there's walks, you know, you can go within your region. You're not allowed to travel outside of your region, but that means you could potentially go down to the beach now for a walk and a change of scenery and stuff like that there.
Okay. Now, here in Ireland, obviously, the entire issue in the last week or so has been in terms of elderly people in homes, etc. Has there been any issues like that in New Zealand?
It's been a little bit unfortunate because obviously we have to date there's a total of 16 deaths here in New Zealand, and it is a bit, you know, obviously there's the majority of those are within the rest homes. There's about 16 clusters I think identified throughout the country, and it is very unfortunate that, you know, there has been a few deaths because of it. But yeah, it is like that. It's everybody, definitely the elderly are to stay at home. And, you know, we're trying to reach out as the Irish community as well. It's kind of making sure that, like I've reached out to the kind of, you know, the Hutt Irish Society here, if there's any of the elderly that actually need people to go and do their shopping or anything like that there. So yeah, it's just kind of, it is a little bit unfortunate for them. The only good thing here as well is, I suppose, we've got a bit of weather, you know, the weather isn't as bad as what it normally would be. So yeah, they might get out for a little walk around their house or that, but that's probably about it.
And how difficult, Denise, has it been? You mentioned there that, you know, you were hoping for a relaxation of the rules this week, and now it's pushed out to next week and the following week, etc. How difficult is it mentally to kind of go from being in lockdown, getting your hopes up, those hopes being pushed back again, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you kind of, it takes its toll after, you know, I suppose, I think here even week three was probably the toughest. You know, you're entertaining the kids and you're trying to, you know, work and you're doing it. So by week three, the kind of, I guess, so to speak, the novelty wears off. But in saying that, those updates that we get daily, you know, are really kind of, and when you can see that the numbers are dropping, you know that we're actually doing the right thing. You know that, like, you know, the most important thing is not to risk the gains that have been made to date, and really just to kind of, you know, do our part. And like, the sooner, the more we listen and the more, I suppose, we actually, you know, be part of this, the quicker, I suppose, we'll be able to get down to level two. And we'll never probably get back to the norm, but, you know, it'll be a lot better and probably a lot quicker than what's happening around the world.
Okay, Denise, is it a case of a New Zealand mentality and having such a powerful leader all coming together, all the stars aligning, that New Zealand is in the place that it is in?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's really, you know, and for us as a club as well, it's really kind of keeping that contact and making sure that there is few challenges and whatnot that is happening. And just the mentality is, you know, people are obviously getting itchy feet. And the good thing is, I guess, with the lockdown three, it's not a full month. It's 2 weeks as opposed to a month. So that's really, that kind of keeps you going a little bit further as well. It doesn't seem as long away before we can probably get back to, as I say, down to level two.
Okay. Now let's talk a bit about the GA club, because you've mentioned it a couple of times in our conversation here. What are the numbers you have in Wellington?
Yeah, we've got probably about 80 playing members, and you know what, we hold socials as well during our season, and that could be anything up to, we could gain anything up to 140, 150. And it's a really, you know, we're known as the coolest little club in the world, and it really kind of has that, you know, really great vibe. Really, you know, we've got new players coming, and you know, and obviously we lose players. Because often people, it's so far away from home, they love to go home. But we really kind of rally together now, especially times like this here. It's been fantastic to see everybody come together and support each other.
And in terms of keeping the contact lines open, obviously you can't train at the moment, but are you doing online things to fill the social gap?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I've got, in fairness, the committee that I had, they're just outstanding. And like the PRO, John Bobbs, he's doing a fantastic job with putting out comms. You know, regularly we have a club monthly newsletter that goes out. On the ladies, we're doing the, you know, the LGFA, the 2020 challenge. So videos are being put up, and there's some amusing ones that and the ideas that people come up. And even like it's to the point that there's girls that have moved home in the last few months, but they're still actually, you know, from Ireland. They're actually still joining kind of within our group as well, and putting up videos and that. So it's great to see. There's also like Ailish set up there a page to post videos around the camogie and the hurling skills. And John Bobbs has done a great job. He's shared a lot of old videos and tagged old members that we used to have in the club. And it's great to see the bit of banter back and forth between some of the lads that you know, used to play back in the day, and online quizzes and stuff like that there. So there's great amount of kind of stuff just to keep busy with. There's even, I suppose, the Australasian Secretary Centre as well. There's some GAA coach, you know, webinars that we've kind of pushed out there as well. And you know, if people are kind of, we'll say, so to speak, a bit bored, they can jump on, and they've given us a link to, with, you know, the resources and the presenters there. So there's plenty of stuff to kind of even trawl through.
Very good. So what's next on the agenda when lockdown starts to ease? What stage are you at in your season there?
Well, we were going to be ending our season there, as I mentioned just before. I suppose all this lockdown kicked in. We had flights, everything booked to travel to Auckland for the championships, and unfortunately it was all postponed a couple of days. Well, we actually had decided, you know, amongst ourselves really as well, that, you know, health and safety first. So it was a little bit unfortunate for us. We probably will start with the end of season, I guess, celebrations, and you know, we'll definitely have a big night out with our sponsor. You know, obviously they're impacted, D4 as well, they've had to close up shop. So we'll definitely go in there and support as much as we can. And then we'll be preparing. It'll all depend on, obviously, with this whole COVID-19. We have our FESH, which we're meant to be hosting this coming Labour weekend, which is in October. So we'll be back training hard for that once we move into lockdown two. If not, we will, if we're not able to, obviously, kind of go back into playing sports again, we also have in sight next March is our we're actually hosting the championships here ourselves in Wellington, which is fantastic. We're going to be celebrating 130 year anniversary, really. So it'd be great if we could hopefully host it and obviously retain the cups here in Wellington.
Very good. And finally, just in terms of the Irish community outside of the GAAs, is how big is the Irish influence in New Zealand now?
You know, it's relatively big. There's quite, especially even like, I guess the, you can see, you know, we've had the Ambassador Peter Ryan that has been posted here in Wellington. And, you know, obviously as well, with there's been regular comms coming out from him over this time, which we're sharing out there. But he's definitely doing his part, going out there, visiting the, you know, the little Irish groups. And we've really come together with the Irish societies in Wellington. And, you know, I'm in kind of regular contact as well with the different presidents in the club. And we kind of, there's a lot of, especially you can see in the last year, a lot of people kind of coming together and doing their part. There's even the Irish Mammies group here in New Zealand, and sure, the banter on there is always great crack as well. So yeah, there's quite a good mixture, yeah, of kind of old. And, you know, I love to go down to the local here. Well, my local, will say, so to speak, is the Hood Irish Society. I love to go down there on a Friday evening, have a nice pint of Guinness with the guys down there, you know, the president of the club down there. And yeah, we did have a tournament challenge actually with the Irish societies, where we were trying to get in. We've postponed it now to later in the year, where we have lawn bowls, golf, a darts night, a Texas Hold'em night, where we really want to get people, you know, have that mixture of the young and the old. You don't have to actually play the Gaelic or the hurling or that, you know, so we can kind of come together as a community and just kind of, you know, have that bit of mixture outside of the sport itself.